Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it heart. Now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, not an attorney, but I do marketing for Gearhart Law, and I have my own startups and podcasts.
Are you one of the 2 in 5 Americans wanting to start your own business or already a business owner? Stay tuned. This show is about starting and growing your business. Welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship, where we learn why and how ordinary people just like you started and grew their businesses, and we also talk about the intellectual property that helps protect your innovations.
We have Remy Leibovic. She is amazing. She does social media, and I do see in my notes here that she's like, yeah, people throw stuff together on Canva and put it on their posts, and I can do way better than that. I'm like, guilty. So, Remy, please introduce yourself and tell us all about your agency.
Well, it's pretty funny that you're talking about commercial real estate because I have a new client that's based in commercial real estate. And I can tell you this, people are definitely interested in commercial real estate. And for me, even though I am what they call a digital nomad, I've kind of reached capacity with my home office. Like, I love my dog. I love seeing her every day. But, you know, sometimes I just need to break away and go to these different office spaces and just really hyper focus in. So, hello, my name is Remy Leibovic. I am the owner of RCL Media, a social media marketing agency based in northern New Jersey. We service clients in the tri-state area. And I have been running and growing the business for the last 4 years to serve both B2B and B2C businesses in the restaurant, construction, and lifestyle-based industries. We offer social media-based marketing services such as strategic consulting, content creation, so again, making original content, and on-site content creation, where we utilize photographers and videographers to actually go on-site and create original content that can be used for your business, and platform management and paid and organic social media. So our mission is to create, communicate, and amplify so that we can give our clients' audiences a memorable experience that makes an impact on their businesses. We do this by sticking to our values of leadership, creativity, innovation, and providing both top quality service and custom tailored solutions to our clients. And I know that was just a lot of marketing speech, so I'll simplify it down for everybody. I hate stock images. I don't think that they properly convey a business on social media. So let's get into it, right?
Before we go too far, what is a stock image?
So a stock image is an image that everyone else and their mother can use. They pay a monthly fee to Adobe, Canva, or all of these very commonly known platforms. Unsplash also has stock images now. And essentially, how I personally feel as an agency owner is that it's kind of lazy, especially when you have clients who have portfolios of work. So for instance, one of my construction clients, they build out closets. They're called Closet Butler. They have an entire library of photos of before and afters and through the build process of all of their builds and their projects. Why would I not be posting that? Why would I not be going on site to shoot that?
Yeah, no, I mean, I think it makes perfect sense. So stock images are basically images that you buy, and your focus is on using the materials that the client already has or creating new materials that are really personal to the client, which I think is really important because it does send a much better message, right?
Right. At RCL Media, like I said, custom tailored solutions, we've made reels for client where a 15-second reel got them a $15,000 project. Because someone was just scrolling on Instagram and was just like, hey, I want that. Called them up and they were like, where did you find this from? And they're like, well, we saw it on Instagram. And then I get a call like saying, hey, social media actually works. And I'm like, yes, because my clientele are mostly small to mid-sized businesses. And to many of them, especially for B2B and B2C, they're very new to the whole social media, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and LinkedIn.
That's a good point. So creating content that is specific to your client
and probably geared towards the personas, as we were talking about before, yes. are like your superpowers. Is that what you're saying? So is there anything else that you do that you feel sets your agency apart from other agencies?
I personally believe that a business's social media presence is their mission statement in action. If you can go to any social media page, let's say Instagram, and you can pick apart each and every post, as long as you can pick each separate post and then you see their mission statement and you can see how that mission statement is alive and in action through that post, then that means that social media manager was doing their job. And that's what we do at RCL Media. So I want to really quick talk about a success story that we did through a consulting service through LinkedIn, because I feel that a lot of people here are very B2B and very based into advertising services to other businesses. So we have a success story with one of our consulting clients where we grew out their LinkedIn business page. First off, we started with maybe about 400 people following the page, which is good. Back in February. Now it's June. They have over 600 followers that they've gained organically through invites and messaging and engagement. And we also established a newsletter for them, which they really only need like 80 people are a part of this organization, right? However, this newsletter now has over 200 subscribers. And within that newsletter is all these industry insights that they publish on their blog onto their website. So the newsletter is launching through LinkedIn and bringing people back to their website, which is leading to conversions for them in business and only making them look more professional on LinkedIn. So it's quite incredible.
Oh, that's great. It's always wonderful when you can help a client make progress. And I take it that because of this activity, they're getting more business.
Absolutely. And again, that was a consulting client. So we're not going on site and taking photos and videos for them. But for the clients that we are taking photos and videos, we can see by pulling up competitive businesses and comparing our social media platforms that RCL Media manages for them, and then comparing to whoever's just running the competitors' pages, we kind of set the tone. For one of my restaurant clients, whenever we do something or we start and implement a new strategy, which by the way, your social media strategy needs to be in line with your quarterly business goals. So everybody's is different. However, every time that we create a new strategy for this restaurant where we're implementing new audio or new techniques, a lot of other restaurants seem to start following suit with that.
Well, that's great. So when you meet with a new client for the first time, what are the things that you go over in order to help establish a social media campaign for them?
First thing I say, what are your goals for this quarter? What do you want your business? What is a service that you want to push? What is a product that you want to sell? And who are the people that you either want to get in here because you are a brick and mortar, or who are the people that you want to be connected with because you are a B2B business, right? They tell me that information. And then from there, what we do is we craft a strategy, because some clients only want to be on LinkedIn and some clients want to be across all platforms with Meta platforms, LinkedIn, TikTok, the whole gambit, right? What we do is each platform needs its own unique approach, and each platform has its own level of content. I mean, you can pretty much post videos across all platforms, right? However, what is the trending template on TikTok versus the trending templates on Instagram, whereas Instagram hasn't started implementing that?
That's an interesting point. Ernesto, do you have a question for Remy?
No, I'm appreciating the difficulty of what she's saying. TikTok is completely different than a Facebook story. A Facebook story should be completely different than an Instagram story or reel. You know, your LinkedIn content should also be distinguished. So it's important that you work with an agency like hers, because you really do need to differentiate how you're communicating on each platform.
Barbara Wardell.
I agree with Ernesto and Remy, as she, I like the fact that she is actually doing original content, because you want that customer, you want them to feel like, oh, it's familiar to me because they saw that ad.
It's that authentic trust.
Yes, I really agree with you.
I'm helping people with podcasting. And one of the marketing things we're doing for social media with podcasting and with this show and with everything is we're using some of these programs to pull out SEO clips. So I don't know if you're familiar with Opus Pro. I assume that you are. So Opus will pull out a 30-second clip and it'll give you the SEO score. What do you think of those for social media?
Well, what I can tell you is that social media, especially Meta, we've now launched the Meta AI search platform within Facebook and Instagram. And I can confidently tell you that now there is such a thing such as video SEO, and that is being utilized on YouTube, TikTok, and across these platforms. And for those of you listening and we're sounding like we're talking with jargon, essentially, I like to cook, right? So if I go on Instagram now and I type in on the search bar 30-minute recipes for after work, I will be given 30-minute recipes of which the algorithm and the AI find those keywords, just looking within the captions. So us at RCL Media, we make it a point to make sure that all of our captions have calls to actions, they have geotags, like literally in the hashtags, and on top of that, they have relevant wording so that if someone is looking for something specific within that niche, that search bar is going to be easier to be found. So what she's talking about with search engine optimization through these keywords is that essentially social media platforms are now starting to use and utilize the keywords. Did I answer everybody's question?
I think so.
Don't want to get too complicated.
So would you recommend then pulling out a little piece of video from your video podcast and using it on social media?
Absolutely. Because what that does is not everybody has time to listen to podcasts. Unfortunately, I love listening to podcasts, but just getting those brief clips of summaries or maybe something to spark my interest. Like maybe I never knew that stuff about IP and patents and this sounds like a show that I want to listen to because I'm interested in IP and patents, and Meta can tell from my search history that I've been looking into IP and patents.
So going back to the entrepreneur who's just starting out, we talked a little bit at the beginning of the show about what a new business needs to do to get their marketing footing. And so of course, we heard from Ernesto and Barbara, who are strongly recommending geotargeting. What are your recommendations?
They're going to love this. Step one, get a Google business page so they can actually start the targeting.
So how do you get a Google business page?
What you need to do, so if I was completely new to this and I just started my LLC, number one, get a website and make sure that you own your domain. Number two, make sure that your website, even if it's just a landing page, even if it's just a home page, has your address, or if you're a services business and you don't have a physical location, that it has the areas in which you operate. Also, following that, because most people that find on most of my clients' website backends, the data that I'm able to see through their website is that most of their leads are now coming from social media. They're coming from Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn. We're tracking that. And essentially, what you need to do is, number one, make that landing page, put in your locations, put in about all that fun stuff, and then start working on your social media presence. You must, and I underline this, you must have some sort of brand and brand guideline. And this is where I really highly recommend that people work with a graphic designer to create a brand guideline, to create a logo, all that identity stuff. Because here's the thing, I love Canva because it's so diverse and it can help people make things on the fly and everything. However, someone that uses Canva is not to the skill set and level of someone who actually went to a graphic design program.
I agree with you 100% on that.
And then my final thing is, once you have your brand, your website, your Google page, all that stuff set up, you're going to start posting. Where do you find your clients, right? So if you're an interior designer, you're looking to Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. You're also looking on House and all these other things, and LinkedIn as well, especially if you're doing commercial spaces. However, organic social media, which just means that you're creating it yourself, it's originally yours. Organic and consistent social media builds a level of trust, and that type of repetition then says, oh, I recognize that person from that logo or that brand, and I'm able to identify that. They're not really thinking that, but it's in the back of their heads because, again, showing up consistently is what you're going to need to do before anyone runs any paid social or paid advertising at this point in time for completely new businesses, and even for businesses that have been in the game for a while. Brand repetition. And before you spend anything on paid social, you need to have a consistent presence for at least 3 months. They need to at least be seeing you active and posting and engaging with your audience for at least 3 months consistently before you do a boost or a campaign or anything, because the organic social is going to help those ads run better and hit more people than if you're just doing paid. Because I am dealing with clients where I need to show my ROI and I need to understand why campaigns don't work. And I've just figured it out through these years that when you have an organic and consistent strategy and you do paid, it will come out so much better. The results will be, the clicks, everything will be so much more utilized.
Remy Leibovic.
Thank you, Remy. How do people find you?
So you can find me at RCL Media Official on Instagram and at RCL Media LLC on Facebook. On LinkedIn, we are RCL Media LLC. And you can visit my website at rclmedia.net.
Okay, thank you very much.
Passage to Profit is a nationally syndicated radio show appearing in 31 markets across the United States. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer Noah Fleischman, and our program coordinators Alicia Morrissey and Rissikat Busari. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast is ranked in the top 3% globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X,
and on our YouTube channel. And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.